message on my heart, and I'm looking so forward to this weekend. But I don't want them to just be a routine services. Amen? We've got so used to just routine services, I'm expecting a move of God. What about you? Amen. I didn't come just to sit through a service and throw a hand up every once in a while, but I came to get a blessing. Amen. Came to be a blessing. I want to see God save somebody, Brother Mark. Amen. I want to see somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody that ain't moved for a while, I'd like to see them move. Can you say amen? Amen. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for what I feel. Amen. I do appreciate the offering. Didn't come for an offering, but we do appreciate it. Amen. I appreciate the Fowler family. I was thinking, Brother Mark and Sister Jaleesa, we'd make a good team. Me and Flora and Mark and Jaleesa and our families. Amen. If you want to travel with us, we'll take you up on it. Amen. But I was looking at them fine fellers. Amen. And then I was looking at that one precious little girl. I'd say she'll have trouble getting a date. Could you imagine four older brothers and a dad? Hey, man, I had two sisters, and boy, when they had to come and ask dad, could they take them on a date? I've never seen boys so scared of my dad, and I think, you're scared of my dad? Hey, man, but I thought as big as he was, I was scared of him too. Hey, man, thank God. If you got your Bibles tonight, going to a very familiar scripture. This is what the Lord laid on my heart. 1 Samuel chapter 17 is where we're going to go. And we pray that God would open our ears tonight and prepare our hearts for what God spoke to us. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 49 says, "And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into the forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. The men of Israel and of Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron, and wounded the Philistines and fell down by the way of Shechem, even unto Gath, unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistines and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent." You may be seated tonight. I was in prayer just a few weeks ago, and the Lord began to lead me into these scriptures. Hey, man, we know the great victory that was wrought here by David and the Lord. Hey, man, but I want to focus in on one verse here, verse 54. It says, "And David took the head of the Philistines and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent." Amen. I was in prayer, and I began to think about why was it that David put the giant's armor in his tent. Amen. Everybody's got their own theology on it, but I was praying. I felt like the Lord let me know that he put it in there for one reason. And that one reason was that every day that he got up, amen, he looked over in the corner, and there was Goliath's armor. Amen. I thought about when I begin to think about that. I begin to think about what a treasure, Brother Mark, that he had when he looked over every morning that he woke up. Amen. It was for a memorial that David would not forget exactly what God had done. Amen. We're living in a time that the battles are on. Amen. We're living in a time that it seems like there's trials and sickness on every hand. Can you say amen? I thought about there's things people's going through that they never thought they would face. Amen. But I'm here to tell somebody tonight, it's time to look over in the corner and begin to dust off that armor just felt the Holy Ghost right there. I said, it's time that we look over in the corner and begin to say, yeah, I remember one day I had a battle ahead, and all of a sudden the power of God began to come on the scene and things begin to change. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. We've got to remember exactly what He's done. Has He done anything for you? Has He delivered you from the hand of the giant? Has He delivered you out of the lion? Has He delivered you from the bear? It's time to realize we've got some armor. Oh, I feel like preaching to you. We've got some armor. It's time to dust it off. It's time to say, hey, I know one thing. God's still alive. He's still doing great things. He's still got the power. He still can move. I'm here to encourage you. Just dust off the armor. We begin to think. I can picture old David as he stepped out of the bed to put his sandals on that morning, and he felt the old fur from that old bear. Amen. I can picture him getting up and he sit down in his easy chair getting ready for the day, and that old lion hide stretched over that recliner. Can you hear me today? Has he been doing anything for you? We've got to remember he's the same. He's the same. He's not lost no power. He's still doing things. He's still delivering. He's still supplying. And He's going to do it for you. But when I was in prayer, I was thinking, it's easy to forget what He's done. Can you say amen? Whenever things going good, it's easy for us to say, boy, God's good. Amen. But the first time the trial rises, that's when we begin to notice we are in a battle. Amen. But I thought about John. They locked him in the prison, and he began to get discouraged. You know what happens during battle time? It's easy to get discouraged. Amen? How many can say amen to that? Amen. I thought about when the battle's on, when things seem like ain't going the way that we've got them planned, Brother Bob. Sometimes things seem like they're falling apart. Well, it's easy sometimes to wonder, where's God? It's easy sometimes. I'm just telling you my story. Sometimes we wonder, God, I know You're there, but I'd like to hear Your voice. John found himself locked in prison. And he began to say, is this Him or do I look for another? And he began to tell them to go find out. And they found Jesus there. And Jesus said, okay, I want you to go and remind John one more time that the lame legs are walking, that the blinded eyes are seeing. We cannot get discouraged right in the middle of the battle. But it's time, it's a high time that we wake out of the sleep that we're in and begin to say, God, I know without a doubt You're still delivering. He'd get up in the morning. I want to tell you about the armor. It weighed 5,000 shekels. That's about 126 pounds. Just the spearhead was 600 shekels. About 15 pounds. Can you imagine him trying to pack that back to the tent? A little shepherd boy. But it's time for us to realize it's worth packing. Can you say amen tonight? I said it's worth packing. It's time to realize that God's still moving. That God's still delivering. That God's still able. And we cannot forget what He's already done. Driving up the road, I was thinking of the armor. And Ella, we got some armor. I was thinking of how Bob called in tears, crying, saying, we need prayer. We need prayer. Amen. They told us this. They told us that. And I can remember us praying, Bob. But I can also remember seeing Bob carry some armor. I can almost remember him walking down that aisle carrying that armor. They say, why does he act like that? Why does he do that? I'll tell you exactly why he does. That's his armor. That's what God did. That's what God can do. I said, God's still on the throne. What's your armor? Don't let the devil steal your testimony, because God did it for you. I've heard people say, well, that's all they ever testify. That's all they ever talk about. You know what? There's very seldom a sermon goes by that I don't say about how God delivered my dad. People say, well, I've heard that story over and over. But guess what? That ain't your armor. That's my armor. Amen. We cannot get tired of giving God the glory and giving God the praise, because it's time. It's a high time that we awake and say, God, I know without a doubt you're still doing these things. He's the same. He is not going to change. I don't know how many places Bob was talking about traveling. I look back at Sister Flora and she smiled real big. We go a lot. Amen. Seemed like the Lord opens doors. But he talked about, I don't know how he did it. You know how he did it. He had a love for God and he depended upon his strength. That's his armor to carry. It's time for us to begin to dust off the armor and say, I can remember right there what God did. Had a torn meniscus in my knee. Kept swelling up. Trying to work. I'd go to work, it'd get hurting so bad. I'd go twice a week and they'd drain the fluid off of it. And finally the doctor said, listen, whether you want surgery or not, we gotta have it. Amen. We can't keep pulling this fluid off. And it gets so big, I couldn't even hardly get my pants over it. So I finally told my wife, I said, well, all I know to do is to have the surgery. Amen. Well, one Friday night, having surgery Monday morning, I thought about, I went to a little church in Boston, Indiana. You've been there. Amen. I was sitting on the front seat. Amen. A little preacher preaching. Wasn't even preaching on healing. Amen. And all of a sudden, he said, you know what the Lord just told me? The Lord just told me that he's going to heal somebody tonight. And you know what I did? I began to say, Lord, I want you to take every bit of the unbelief. I want you to take every bit of the doubt and take it all out of me, because I don't want to have that surgery. Amen. And all of a sudden, he come right off in front of me and he said, brother Shepherd, I believe God's wanting to heal you tonight. I said, okay, I want you to pray. Amen. All of a sudden, they begin to pray. Brother Mark Fowler, all of a sudden, the power of God, I begin to feel it go all the way through me. And all of a sudden, I begin to dance under the power of the Holy Ghost. And when I came to myself, I was dancing on that leg. And you know what the devil said? The devil said, you've did it now, old boy. But you know what I did? I walked out without a limp. Can you say amen? It's time to realize that his armor, we need to begin to dust it off and say, this is what God's done. He moves in ways that seems like are impossible to our eyes. We've been faced with trials that we never thought we'd be faced with. We go through things that we never thought in our lifetime we'd ever see. Amen. But you know what he let me know through this sermon? What he did when I was a kid, he's the same God. The power that was then is the same power we can have today. Amen. And we've got to realize we've got armor stacked up all over our tent and we never recognize what God did. Amen. I thought about Sister Flora will cook for me and I'll say, honey, that was one of the best meals I've ever had. Amen. And because she can cook, you can tell by looking at me. Amen. But I tell her that because I want to give her the praise for taking time to cook for me. Amen. It's the same way God is wanting to move for you, but you've got to be the one that dusts off the armor and says, this is what God did, this is exactly what He did. And I'll tell you, church, it ain't time to wag our head like old John was and try to search out something new. We know what works. Can you say amen? I said, we know what works. Let's depend upon the one that can. So many times we're in the trial, and I'm not saying trials are easy. I'm not saying that. Trials are hard. What may be hard to this one may not even bother you. But guess what? It's their trial. And when you're in your trial, it's a hard thing to get through. Can you say amen? It is not easy, amen, to face the devil every day, amen. But church, if I give you anything through this message, let's go through our tent one more time. Let's begin to brush some things off and say, God, this is what You've already did. I know this is what You're capable of. And let's begin to depend upon Him like we want. Did. I was scheduled to preach Brother Derry's homecoming and Marissa fell sick. And I thought about we'd had revival that week. And I thought about in that revival there was a sister that came and sung. And she began to, she said, this song was on my heart and you know how God can work. How many knows how God can work? And I thought she began to sing a song and it said, didn't I walk on the water? Didn't I calm the raging sea? Amen. Didn't I calm the raging sea? I spoke to the wind, it hushed and it gave me peace. And you know what? During that revival, that song just ministered to me. But I thought Marissa fell sick. We ended up in UC, a children's hospital in Cincinnati. And the doctors was coming out and they was really concerned. Amen. And I thought about, I could feel as the dad, I knew I had to be the strong one. Amen. But I felt myself, the foundation under me, beginning to shake. Amen. They took her to x-ray and the x-ray technician said, how long has she been sick? And she was very, very concerned. And I felt just that, the uneasy feeling. Hey man, two doctors in there at one time, trying to get the pain to leave. Hey man, but all of a sudden I sat down over against the wall and in my time of my foundation, feeling very shaky, I heard a little voice saying, I did not walk on the water. I did not calm the raging sea. I spoke to the wind. It hushed and it gave me peace. It's time to realize that in our time, let's just dust off the armor and say, God, I know You did it then. I know You can do it now. It's time to realize. Let's put our faith in Him that can move. They put her in the hospital that night. Told Flora, I said, well, I really feel, I don't want to put Derry Smith on the spot, so I need to go. So I go to Derry Smith's church and get there. We just had, just an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Well, right in the middle of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, everything going kind of fast. Alex Gross and his little lady got up to sing. And she said, I know this don't fit the service, but I feel like singing it today. And all of a sudden she said, didn't I walk on the water? Man, I feel this tonight. Didn't I calm the raging sea?
I spoke to the wind. It hushed. You know what? I sit there and I cried like a baby. They probably thought poor little John is having a time. No, I'll tell you what it was. He was reassuring me. Ah, I feel the Lord tonight. I said he was reassuring me that he's still walking on the water, that he's still calming the raging sea. It's time for you to brush off the armor and say, God, I know that you still can. I know that you're able. I know that you have the power.
Stand all over the house. I want to encourage you. Do not forget what he's done. Sister Flora, if you get a song. Do not forget. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here in such a way. You know what the devil's doing? The devil's telling somebody, well, this ain't going to change. How many has the devil ever told that to? Well, maybe I'm the only one, about three or four of us. You know what? I've prayed about things and the old devil say, you know what? That's cancer. There ain't no cure for cancer. There ain't no cure for that. Sister Ella, just dust off that armor. Amen. Just dust off the armor. Amen. People says the economy looks like it's crashing. Well, guess what? Amen. Way before we had an economy. Amen. It said the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, he knows them that are his. Amen. I'm glad to know tonight that I'm one of his. Amen. But I want to leave you with one thing. Do not forget what he's done. Done for you. I've had him do things that just seem amazing. People look at you like, are you sure? When I went in and told my boss, I said, I don't need that sick leave, that FMLA no more. I said, do you believe in divine healing? He said, what? I said, divine healing. Said that some brothers prayed for me at church and I feel like the Lord's healed my knee. You know what he said? Time will tell. Time will tell. It'll just be a time and you'll be right back in there. Been about 3 years, Sister Flora. Have I had any pain in that knee? I may tell you the old devil loves to try to do things, but I'll tell you every time that I can bend that old knee, I'm just dusting off the armor. It's time for you to begin to realize exactly what he's done, exactly what he can do, and do not forget what he's done for you. So many times we look at David and we say, why would he carry that big old armor? He sure wasn't going to wear it. He'd already tried somebody else's armor on. Armor only is custom fit. So he knew that it would not fit him. So get that part out of your mind. He wasn't going to try to sell it. But I feel like it was just a little whatnot that sat over on the shelf. That when he felt that bearskin rug under his legs and he sat down in that old lion chair, he looked over at that armor and said, yeah, I'm ready for a battle. I'm ready for a battle. Do not ever think that you can get through on your own. Because every time that I've ever tried to get through on my own, guess what I found out? I could not get through it. So if the devil's saying, yeah, you're going to get through this one, not without the Lord. It's going to take God. Sister Jess, when you start singing a while ago, I felt just the sweetness. I'm talking just the sweetest spirit begin to move. And you know what it's doing when you feel that just... that sweet spirit of the Holy Ghost, it's here for you. It knows what you're going through. It knows what you're facing. It knows what we're about to face. But let me tell you, do never forget that He walked on the water. He calmed the raging sea. He spoke to the wind. It hushed. Whew. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in such a just a mighty, mighty way tonight. So every time the devil says that this one's bigger than you, we don't need to tell God how big our problem is. We need to tell our problem how big our God is. Oh, and if we will get that worked out, are we going to have some trials that knock us down? Yes, we are. But I had an old punching bag, and I'm trying to close. Had sand in the bottom, and you'd blow it up with air when I was about maybe 10 years old, and you'd punch it. And guess what it'd do? It'd fall down, and it'd come right back up. You'd punch it, right down it'd go. Oh, you know what we're needing? We're needing some Christians in 2012, soon to be 2013. That when your feet knocked out from under you, you may not come immediately back up. But as long as we're striving to get back up, as long as we're on the upward motion, and let me tell you what, if you get your feet underneath you, it's hard to be knocked down. It's hard to be knocked down. I want my wife to sing tonight. I want us to be in much prayer about these meetings. Because I feel like God is speaking to us. He knows what you're facing. Chris, He knows what you're going through, kid. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. I'm going to make the altar. Oh,
I'm afraid I won't be able.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on.
He says, do you remember where I brought you from?
Don't forget, church.
Take a look.
Don't forget what He's already done.
And how far you come. Every time you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I would? Didn't I walk on the water?
Oh, didn't He walk on the water?
I calmed the raging sea.
That's it.
Spoke to the wind, it hushed, and I gave you peace. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins? I searched until I found you, and I do it all again. Talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord. 6 days is not that long. Here's a voice so sweet and low. Says, I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing and I'll give you so much more. Spoke to the wind, it hushed, and I gave you peace. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins? Searched until I found you, and I do it all again. As I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, praying for assurance everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I see another battle out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. He says, do you remember? behind you and how far you've come. Oh, and every time you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I would not see you through? Didn't I walk on the water? I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind. It hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? Searched until I found you and I do it all again. Didn't I walk on the water? I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind. It hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you and I do it all again. Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord. 6 days is not that long. And she hears a voice so sweet and low say, I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing and I'll give you so much more. Didn't I walk on the water upon the raging sea? I spoke to the wind. It hushed and I gave you peace. I searched until I found you, and I do it all again. Didn't I walk on the water? I calmed the raging sea. Spoke to the wind, it hushed and I paid you. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked.
We just stand all over the house tonight and lift a hand up and say, God, I know you can move in this. I know that this mountain that I'm facing is no bigger than the one I've already overcome. I know that this sickness you've got a remedy to. I know that you control everything. You know the bills that are coming due. I know that He's able to move, church. We need to change our train of thought on wondering if He can into knowing that He can. And if we get our mindset that God can, He will. He will. Listen to the words of this song.
I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind. It hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die? Searched until I found you.
way. Everybody would. You sisters and brothers, while they singing something, praying in the altar, let's anoint Sister Deborah. She's asking for prayer. Lord Jesus. Holy God from heaven, God, come by, Lord, and move. Come by, Lord, and move tonight. Holy God from heaven, help and heal. Set free and deliver. God, move, Lord, by your Holy Ghost power. God, we know that you got all power in heaven and in earth. Move, God. Let it be so, let it be done.
Sickness must be present for healing to take place. Life must be broken so they can be restored. We must stop looking at our hard times like they are dead and rose, but avenues that prove that He is Lord. No, it didn't come to stay, it came to pass. And the Lord will move that mountain if you'll
come to
pass. The trials that we see today won't last. No, it didn't come to stay, it came to pass. No, it didn't come to stay, it came to pass. And the Lord will move that mountain if you'll
move down by your
spirit. Help us, Lord.
Touched by your mighty hand.
No, it didn't come to stay, it came to pass. If I should live by sight, I would be beaten down. Because I can't see past these walls of circumstance. But faith will be my substance, and my hope is in the Lord. He will turn my sorrow into dance. No, it didn't come to stay, it came to pass. And the Lord will move that mountain if you'll only ask. Trials that we see today.
Brother Johnny and the Lord a big praise offering tonight. That was wonderfully good. Glad to see the people praying in the altar like they have. Brother Johnny, that seemed like the message is here in the last few weeks. Alex Gross last week preached, when Jesus shows up, the devil goes down. And then here come Brother Johnny Shepherd tonight, telling us, amen, the armor's in the corner, brush it off. Remember what God's done for you. Seems like the Lord is using His preachers to tell the church, encourage yourself. Huh? Encourage yourself in the Lord. We love each and every one that come out tonight. We thank the Lord for Sister Phyllis again. Thank the Lord for Brother Robert Newton paying us a visit tonight. I thought he'd been a home member here for years, and glad he's with us tonight. And enjoy every time he comes. I told him, I said, it's just a... I told him earlier, I said, where's everybody else at? And you know, I said, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. You know, there's times that we stray away and we have to regroup. Reconsider. And Brother Mark, God's always standing there with open arms. You know, the Word of God teaches, He said that, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Thank God for Him choosing me. Folks, Johnny Shepherd give you a taste tonight of what you're going to hear tomorrow night. So don't marry one of you miss tomorrow night. Somebody said it's Kroger night. Kroger night's every night. You ought to be here to the house of God tomorrow night and hear the man of God preach. Now, Brother Johnny, we normally don't have it on Saturday, but you know what? I like catching the devil off guard. We'll throw a Saturday night on him. I'll throw him off for a loop. He won't know what to do. So tomorrow night, we got church. And then Sunday morning, Brother Johnny will be back preaching for us Sunday morning, 10:30. And Brother Johnny, if you don't mind, I recorded you tonight. Put you on our website. You'll be global. You'll be global, brother. You'll be all over. I told different preachers. I ask them before I put it on our website, and some prefer not to. But some said, "Yeah." I said, "Hey, you didn't preach the 5 mile tonight. You preached all over the world, and there'll be people clicking on you." Lord, I'll get 100 hits Monday night. Praise God. When they hear Brother Johnny Shepherd, and Brother Carter said he wants a copy. If anybody wants a copy tonight, we got a duplicator right there. We can print you off 1:30. Have you one? So just stick around. Let me know. We'll get you a copy of that. And also, again, tomorrow night, Sunday morning. Now, Sunday, don't forget, folks, those that pick up the Thanksgiving basket, get your basket Sunday evening. Sunday evening. My wife and Jessica, or one of us, is going to go get the turkeys. You will pick them up Sunday night, take them home with you, give it to those needy families that's in need. And thanks for the 5 mile homeless church. Now, I want to say this to everybody before we get your testimonies and go home. Home folks especially. November the 25th, that is next weekend. Next weekend. Next Sunday. I've got center folks coming. I've got two teachers where I go to school at, a history teacher and a science teacher. They're both coming Sunday morning. They got married and had a little baby, and the little baby's name is Jack. And they asked me to dedicate their baby. So his family's coming in from Florida. Her family's coming in from Canada. They're coming in here Sunday. Now listen, folks. These are folks coming from all over, and they're coming to watch that little baby get prayed for. But what a grand opportunity it is for us. For that anointing of the Holy Ghost to fall in this building. And these are folks that don't really know about holiness. As a matter of fact, they don't know anything about holiness. And actually, Mr. Lockhart, the history teacher, is an agnostic. What he teaches is a higher power. There is an entity. But he doesn't teach that Jesus Christ came in flesh. I wouldn't take that time to default his belief. But I do know that actions speak louder than words. And I like for the Holy Ghost to come in. So I'm saying all that for you all to be prepared to be here. I need everybody here Sunday night. or Sunday morning, on the 25th, next Sunday, very special service. We're going to be dedicating the baby. And I know it's Good Friday, next Friday. Now, folks, we have church on Good Friday. That don't mean, they call it Good Friday, but it's Black Friday, praise God. Oh, I call it Good Friday. It's actually Black Friday. And ain't nothing good about it. And I'll say this, and I know we're closing, but me and my wife has went out on Black Friday ever since we've been married. And if you want somebody to take with you that's going to get you the merchandise, take my wife. She'll get it. You say, that sanctified Holy Ghost woman, go in there. She'll get it. But you know what? We have a good time together and we go out and do it. But only crazy people go out on Black Friday. But we do and we go and we have a good time. But I'm here to tell you, that doesn't mean miss church. We have church on Friday. Shame on you if you go shopping on Friday and don't come to church on Friday night. I know what I'm preaching Sunday morning. But again, we thank the Lord tonight for Mark and Jalisha. How many are joining Mark and Jalisha again and the Fowlers? Mark, I want to say to you and Sister Jalisha, thank you again for coming. I know that was a big trip for you guys to bring the children. We thank you from the depths of our heart. And they came to our gospel sing, and I took their tapes, and we had them featured here at the church, and I was dispersing tapes. And one of the most asked families, and don't nobody get jealous, but one of the most asked for CDs was Mark and Jalisha Fowler. Now they was even asked, there's people asking for them over Nathan Morris. I thought, woo! Mark and Jalisha, you got bragging rights tonight. And but I thought that people really enjoyed them, and we had a real good time. So we're going to get your testimonies, and then we're going to go home. Hey, if you got an extra piece of money tonight, we got Brother Johnny 65, and we got Mark and Jalisha 60. We thank the Lord for that. But listen, if you got an extra piece of money, maybe you didn't have a chance to put it in the offering plan, slip it over to Brother Johnny and Brother Mark. Would you do that for me tonight? Praise God. Who else? Still ask her.